In the beginning of Rav Alexander Ziskind's work, Yesod V'Shorash HaAvodah, in the first perek, he begins by teaching us Yichud Hayira ve'ahavat HaAvodah haba mimena hi ikar kavanat HaBore yiparach shemo vitale b'vriyat HaAdam. That singularly, the awe and love, the service which comes from this, this is the main intention of the Creator in His creation of man. She'adam ovedoto yibarach, that man should serve Him, blessed be He, u'me'avodota yegia nahat ruach le'abore yibarach v'itale, and that a gratification should come to the Creator, blessed be He. From here we understand that the reason for man's creation is his fulfillment of the mitzvot, his performing the will of God, the commandments that the Torah has laid out for him. Further, he teaches us, v'yaher b'libo, that man must think in his innermost heart, shelo baro HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'natan bo neshama yona u'ma'ala al shabriyotav, that God has not given to him such an elevated soul that is beyond that of any creation, ele leharher ba'avodato lehidavek bo, except for the purpose of thinking of his service to his Creator and the cleaving unto him. Velo yelech achar ahevel, and not to run after folly and nothingness. Lo asao HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'adam el yishtadel b'chvod kono. God did not make man except for him to strive in the honor of his Creator. To strive to know God's honor, to think about his deeds, and that he should have a proper place in the world to come. What is this honor that is being referred to here? It is the honor that is due the one who has created all, who controls all, and who continually provides sustenance to all. And the running after, the striving for this honor for his Creator means to be an example through his fulfillment of God's commandments, and as such a display to the world that God is in fact this master, and therefore he is, through his service, through his deeds, crowning his Creator with glory and honor, and showing the world that his existence is only because of the continued will by the Creator for his continued existence. That he is not an entity that can exist even for a moment without God's continued will for his existence, and by fulfilling every single commandment to its fullest possible extent to show the appreciation to the one who has set him here, and to further show his subservience to that master's will, that there is no purpose in his life except for the purposes which have been dictated by the Creator himself for him. And in this way, we can understand what it means to strive and to know the honor of the Creator. That means to strive and to know how the Creator in every single way is involved in the universe, continues to make the universe work and turn and exist and be. To understand the innermost aspects of creation and continued existence of the creation. To understand the most detailed aspect of Hashem's Hashkacha Pratit, of His divine providence, of how everything is directly in His command. And in constantly being concerned about these issues, and being concerned, therefore, most importantly, about His deeds, and that His deeds are in line with this will, therefore, He is establishing Himself to be for all eternity in line with that will, and therefore in a place for His continued existence in the world to come. With this now in mind, we can understand why the Yesod V'Shorash Avodah now introduces us to a piece of Zohar which teaches us this lesson. Bezimnin diyada le barnash l'kudsha b'riuchu be'orach klal. In the times that man knows God in general, k'den ikre eved, he is then called a servant of God. De'aved pikuda de'mare, he, as a servant that does the will of his master, does not have permission to look into the secrets and into the various runnings and matters in the most innermost parts of the king's home. Mizimna diyada lebanash ba'orach prat. But when man knows God in detail, k'den ikre berehima dile, then, he is called the beloved son. Kiven dechapes b'gnizo b'chol razin devate, like a son who can look into all the secrets and in all the inner details of the home. Va'afa gav diikre ben, and even though he is called the son, Lo yipogar me miklal de'eved, he does not leave at the same time to still be a servant. Limiflach la'avoy b'chol pulchanin de'inun yikara de'avoy. That he serves his father with all the services that are honorable for his father. And so we understand that if a person is to seek out and to serve his Creator in general, this is positive and good, and he is called a servant. But there is a level which extends beyond this, the level which comes from a detailed understanding, from making an effort to grasp and understand how everything that exists is the hand of God. That by delving in and understanding the details of God's relationship to creation and God's relationship to man and the running of the world, that one is elevated to not just be a servant, but to be a servant of the highest degree, to be a son. One who then can deal with the most innermost aspects of the palace of the king's home. The Zohar there continues to teach that there is a service where this dual aspect, the servant and the son being the ultimate servant, comes into the foremost, and that is the service of prayer. From the perspective of being the servant to do the most far-reaching efforts for his master, to bring things from the ground up, to reaching into the highest levels of the Son, who is serving his Creator in the innermost ways, to bring them all together as one, to connect the aspects of the physical world and that which is to the Creator, and all aspects of the Creator that made all that is. And so it is then, like the Son who is always connected to his Father, and bringing together the aspect of the servant who is in the furthest points away from the King, and bringing all together as one, all in service of the King. This is the power of prayer, to unify all, from the furthest reaches of creation to the highest pinnacles of wisdom. One must, of course, understand that God does not need this service. And in Yisod V'Shorash HaAvodah, he continues on to explain to us that this gratification that we are looking to raise to the Creator is a gratification and not a need. But it is this, to gratify our Creator, it is this that we are created for. And therefore, man, of course, must then look into himself and strive every day of his life in order to be a gratification to his Creator, b'chol et u'b'chol sh'ah u'b'chol rega, at every single moment of his existence. He says, "Achmahot anahat al derech klal hiayira ve'ahava." And what is the gratification? What is the gratification that we are bringing to the Creator? It is awe and love. Kama'amar hakatuv, as it says in Sefer Devarim, "Ve'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shoel mi'imach ki'im li'ira." And now, Israel, what is it that God wants from you? What is it that He asks of you? He asks only that you have fear, awe, ul'ava, and to love. Ufrat ha'yirahem mitzvot lo ta'aseh, and the details of all are the negative commandments. Ufrat ha'ava hem mitzvot ta'aseh, and the details of love are the positive commandments. It is the honoring that we do of the Creator in not just the fulfillment of the mitzvot, not just the fulfillment of the commandments, which we've already stated, illustrates the Creator's connection to all that He created, but it is the increased love and awe that we invest into those commandments that gives them weight, that gives them a fuller and greater body of honor to the Creator. It's the investment of love and awe into the mitzvot that is gratification to the Creator. For the actual fulfillment of the commandments, they do not lend anything to the Creator Himself at all. He is complete and in no need. But when we invest beyond just what we must do, for we must do, and if we were not to do, we would be insane. Just the fulfillment itself is obligatory to us in every aspect simply because God has asked of us to do it, and therefore it's not even a matter of free choice to do the commandments or not. We are compelled and must. But rather the aspect that we have to invest, that is upon us, and that we can offer, that we can put in, that will bring about a gratification that is beyond, is the amount of awe and love that we invest into the commandments in our performance of them. In particular, the Yesod V'Shorash Avodah writes, Me'esek Toratenu Hakdosha Yesh Labor Yiparach Nahat Gadol. That in our dealing with the Torah, the Holy Torah, there is a tremendous gratification to the Creator. V'gam Shemehalim U'Meshabachim Oto U'Mesaprim Tilotav Magia Lo Yiparach Nahat Gadol. And so also in the praises, in the prayers, in the statements which are made about His greatness, is there a gratification that will reach unto the Creator that is of great status? For we can understand that in all of these things, in the wisdom which we absorb in the learning of Torah, and therefore in the expressions of learning that come out from this learning, this incredible communication that rings true to all those that hear of the truth and the wonder that is in the works of God that are written and stand before us, and in the praises and prayers and the telling over of the great deeds that the Creator has done for us, is there going to be an expression of honor? Is there going to be an expression of love and awe in not just the learning and communications and the prayers and the telling over of God's great deeds, but in the expressions and the fullness, in the passion that is invested into the very doing of all these things, will be the greatest expressions that can be perceived between each and every one of us of love and awe for the Creator. All that God created, He created for His service. And so it is that all the worlds above, there the angels, they praise and sing to the Creator. And so also does man. man and his service and his investment of love and awe has even a greater effect and gratification and joy even from all the worlds above. Think for a moment. We who are so distant in our perception of the Creator, even the greatest of the angels cannot perceive God. But their distance is so much closer than ours, that in our distant, dark place, far away from God, that in that place we serve God and praise Him, how much of an effect, how much honor then comes from that place that is so distant that there should still be love and awe for the Almighty, that even despite the distance, the passion for Him still exists and is still exuberant. How much greater then is the honor coming from that place than from all the worlds above? Rav Ziskin then introduces us to another piece of Zohar, which teaches us a tremendous lesson. Kashir lekulho ilae boho biYisrael, that all of the upper worlds are connected to Yisrael, are connected to the Jewish people. Vehedvan lo alin kame ufulchana lo itavad kame leila. And no happiness can come before God. No service can rise before God. Kol zin ad Yisrael mishtachin ufulchane demarhen letata. At all times that there is no service of the Jewish people below. Meaning to say that, so to speak, all of the upper worlds depend on our service, as it is so loved and so desired that their praises, their service is instigated and flows forth only on the wings of the investments of prayer and service made by the Jewish people here below. When we take this into account, we recognize and realize the lofty responsibilities and the incredible accomplishments that can come from this relationship. It is mind-blowing. And so, in another Zohar, it states, "Ushavahad salek mahay amad ihu rahik yatir," that the praises that come from this world, which is particularly distant, da nicha likutshabrihu mikola, this is gratifying to God more than all. So it is that the entire world rests upon our shoulders, on our deeds, on our prayers, on our learning of the Torah, and every action that we do. For the good, and God forbid, for the bad. Nevertheless, Ziskin introduces us to another Zohar. That lets us know that even though the entire universe is riding on our shoulders, ואם כל דא רחימו דקודשא בריחו לא יתמנה מינהו וקורסי דילה ידווה עליהו כי אימא על בנין. That nevertheless, the love of God is not held back from the Jewish people, and he sits upon the throne like a mother on her children. Velo it manaat milamitba'a aleho rahame, and does not hold back begging for mercy for them. What is the nature of the damage that is done by those people who have not taken to this course of action, to have become rasha'im, have become evil in their deeds? Rav Ziskin brings another Zohar to explain this. Mai pigimuta, what is the pagam? What is the blemish that is created? Kamadu kimna pigumuta mamash. It is a true blemish. What is the blemish that's being referred to here in this Zohar? It is the separation of the king and the queen. Meaning to say that it creates a distance between that aspect of God which sits on the throne and begs for mercy for her children, and that aspect of God who is the mighty ruler of the universe. That there is a greater distance placed between that desire for compassion for the people from the aspect of strict judgment. That a distance has been placed between what should be deserved and what is begged for and asked for. That in not fulfilling our duties, and worse yet, by going against the words of the king, we in all truth and all right, if ever having done so, should be snuffed out instantly. Yet nevertheless, God has compassion upon us. So it is the distance that is created now between compassion and the slowing to anger and the holding back from strict justice, and strict justice itself which is occurring, making it more and more difficult to realize the honor of God in the universe, for it seems, God forbid, as a result of our sins, that there are two aspects of God. That it is not one unified being. Because of the fact that we so, as a result of such evil acts, deserve one thing, and yet that is not occurring. This is the pagam. This is the blemish on the perfection of creation that is brought about through sin. The increased difficulty to recognize the unifying force of the universe, that it is all directed and run by God. The total opposite of the honor for the Creator that we have been created to strive for. And so here, with all of this that has been said, it can be understood clearly that the intention of the Creator in creating man is that he should serve him. He should bring a gratification to him through his service, should crown him with glory and honor. Happy is the man that becomes a partner, that becomes the means for fulfillment of this will of God in the creation of man, that he is one who completes this desire for the being that will serve to be the one that is serving. May we all merit to do so and to bring love and joy and gratification to our Creator, and see quickly in our days Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mirah B'yamenu Amen.